One last word.
בכבוד.
מה הם שומעים? יש לו תנקו.
טוב, בסדר.
בסדר. They made one radical mistake. They listened to Obama. That's the biggest mistake that the army did over there.
That's not the biggest mistake. The mistake is the Jewish people voted for Obama. That's the mistake.
Yeah, well, that's it. I understand that they're going to vote again for them.
What?
Do you believe this?
With your permission. Parashat Vayeshev always comes either the Shabbat before Hanukkah or on Shabbat Hanukkah sometimes. It says like this, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megure Aviv Be'eretz Kenan. Comes to Gemara and says it means like this. Vayeshev Yaakov means, the simple explanation means that Yaakov dwelled in Eretz Kenan. Comes to Gemara and says that Yaakov decided he wants to sit peacefully now. After the ordeal that he had with Laban, and then the meeting with Esav, now Baruch Hashem is here. He would like to sit down and enjoy life. Of course, Yaakov enjoying life means he wants to sit down and learn, pray to Hashem. It doesn't mean that he wants to go to Florida. He never went to Florida. All his life he sat down in yeshiva and learned. And now he wants to rest up a little bit because, you know, he just came when we called from concentration camp. And the Gemara says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not appreciate it. Just the Gemara, a sentence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, isn't enough? You're going to be in Olam Haba. You want to have pleasure in Olam Hazeh. Kafatz alav ugzo shel Yosef, says the Gemara. Here we're going to learn about Yosef immediately. The tragedy that will take us through Sefer Bereshit, it says, who do you blame? Yaakov. Yaakov decided he wants to take it easy. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure he won't take it easy. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take Yosef. Yosef will disappear. Yosef will be in Egypt. And eventually Yaakov is going to get down to Egypt. It's all because says the Gemara, started from that beginning of this parasha, from the opening, the introduction, Vayeshev Yaakov. The Torah wants to tell you, read now and know what's going to happen. If someone's going to ask you, why this whole Yosef? What happened? He said, because of Yaakov. I said, of course, in our head is, you know, the story where the Torah tells us what happened between Yosef and his brothers or other things. Comes the Gemara and says, no, you should know the root. This is the root. And of course, all the Chachamim ask, what is exactly the problem? What is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not appreciate about Yaakov? That Yaakov wants to sit down and rest a little bit. What do you think he wants to do? Of course, he only wants to learn. He doesn't have anything in his head. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to learn. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want from him? What does he have to do? Of course, he wants to sit down. Of course, he has the right to say, after he suffers so much by Laban's house and the running away from Esav, he's back in Israel. So he wants to learn. No. Come the Torah and says, this is how the story is going to go. And you should know, there's a connection between every sentence here, in Sefer Bereshit mainly, to understand the real story and the real picture. I said, by the way, what was the name of your sisters? What's the shiur for them?
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
One is Rose.
Rose.
Which is
Shoshana?
Rosh Shoshana Bat Salha.
Shoshana Bat Salha.
And Nina Bat Salha.
Nina Bat Salha. His Albert lost two sisters in 1 month. Oh. 1 month. This is tragedy, you see, Miss Albert. I'm not here to comfort you. But as a public person, I can tell you that on my phone, when people call me, the tragedy is beyond today. Beyond. Every day something else unheard and unbelievable. Not just people die. It's tragedies in a tragic way. Every day I hear something else. It's unheard. Two sisters in 1 month. But it's not them. It's the global problem now upstairs in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole thing started when America decided to permit those kind of marriages. That's where the whole thing starts.
I understand in Tini, There are a lot of problems there. Health problem. A couple of people already died this week.
Yeah.
Other people are.
Yeah. I have it in Great Neck
too.
Everything Great Neck too.
Yeah. Still.
The person goes, comes home. I think it was Friday night, if I'm not mistaken, from Williamsburg on Shabbat. A car doesn't see him, and the car crashed into him and pushed him to the wall. The police could not identify the guy. He came flat on the wall. And he had a key, because of Shabbat he was carrying the key. So on the key was written Weiss. So the police knew it's Mr. Weiss. Otherwise they would not know who the guy is. Of course they would come later after Shabbat and try to find out where is the guy, and never came home. Some tragedies upon tragedies. Lilu Nishmat, Shoshana Batzalcha,
and
Sarina Batzalcha. Ele Toldot Yaakov Yosef B'Shvayasra Shana. Comes the Torah and says, you know, the descendants of Yaakov is Yosef. Of course, we all do know that Yaakov has 12 children by now. The Torah comes with a statement that really it's not necessary to know it. It's really, it's irrelevant. Even though the Gemara will tell you that Yaakov and Yosef are very, very similar. They were born between the two brothers to one mother, and Yosef is also, and then Yaakov had to run away, and Yosef had to run away, and Yosef had Yaakov. To compare Yaakov, it's irrelevant, because the Torah is not a history book, and it's not Alibaba and the robbers. And it's not important. But the bottom thing, the bottom line is, the Torah says, Ele Toldot Yaakov, the descendants of Yaakov, and you should expect, like let's do Parasha. The Torah says, Vibni Yaakov Shnei Masar, the Torah says, Yaakov has 12 children. He comes, the Torah says, a new thing. Yaakov has one son, Yosef. Comes the Gemara and says, well, Yosef is something very important to Yaakov, and then maybe that's what it is, and the Torah will tell you soon some relationship between Yaakov and Yosef, and of course the Gemara says, it's wrong totally, the way Yaakov behaved to Yosef, but again, that's the Torah wants you to know. The descendants of Yaakov is Yosef. Okay. Yosef was 17 years old when he joined his brother to be a shepherd. Vuna comes to Gemara and says, Vuna, Yosef is a teenager. Says the Gemara, what does he do? Says the Gemara, he stands and he fixes his hair. It doesn't say that he went to a salon, but the Gemara says, he behaves as a teenager. Then the comes the Gemara says, not only he fixes his hair, he also fixes his eyes, whatever it means. I don't know if it's makeup or what, but the Gemara says, Memashesh Be'enav. Memashmesh Be'enav. He plays with his eyes, he fixes them, something nice. Then the Gemara says something else, that he bought shoes with heels. Well, sounds that he wants to be, like in America, it's called cool. Very strange. So of course, Abraham will tell you there are secrets in those things. But nevertheless, later on, when the Torah will tell you that finally Yosef arrived in Egypt, and he was a slave, a servant by Potiphar, and Potiphar made him the manager of the palace. By the way, that palace was Pharaoh's palace that he kidnapped Sarah over there. And Yosef is there, as the Gemara says, again, Yosef is fixing his hair. Also, comes the Gemara, and Hashem is upset at Yosef. He says, what business do you have now to fix your hair? Your father is in Israel. It's already passed so many years since you saw your father. And what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What do you do? I mean, not so many years, it was 1 year. He says, what is the matter with you that you don't worry about your father? Obviously, something is missing with this boy. Again, Yosef HaTzadik, you can't say nothing. So Yosef HaTzadik, this is one of the brothers of Shiftei Hashem. But again, that's what the Gemara says, for who now to tell you, does ma'aseh na'arut. It means what he does, he's like a teenager. He likes to get dressed up nicely, like to fix his hair. Very strange. Also he joined his brothers that were born from Zilpah and Bilhah, that originally were the maids of Rachel and Leah. And the reason he joined them is because they used to be, used to get insulted and be called by the other brothers slaves. Says the children of Leah, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Zvulun, used to call Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher slaves. And the reason is because Zilpah and Bilhah originally were given to Rachel and Leah as maids, so they call them slaves. So Yosef had mercy on them, and he joined them, and he wants to protect them. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, that Yosef went to his father and said Lashon Hara. Said Lashon Hara. Says the Gemara, what did he say already? So the Gemara says, the first thing he said, the brothers, he saw the brothers, they cut pieces from the animals before the animal is completely dead. This is one of the mitzvot of mitzvah number 7. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Noach, it's called Ever Min HaChai. It means you're not allowed to eat from an animal before the animal is completely dead. What it means like this, if you slaughter the animal, and, you know, before the animal is completely dead, somebody wants to cut a piece, and he wants to, you know, to make it kosher, whatever. So it's called Ever Min HaChai, a piece from the live one, it's forbidden to eat. It was given to Noach as a mitzvah, since Noach was the first one that was permitted to eat meat. So comes Yosef to his father, said, I saw the brothers cut pieces of an animal before the animal is dead. So first, we want to clear that thing. It's true, but they didn't eat it. You know, all the gardeners and the agricultural people know that if a tree, for example, has a sickness, how do you heal a tree? Without paying a lot of money to all those companies, you have to cut a few branches. If you cut a few branches, automatically the tree will heal himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way. This is nothing, this you can ask why. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. The Gemara says the same thing people used to do, and they still do it in Yemen. And of course, in Yemen, if somebody is sick and he goes to the doctor, for sure he's going to die. Because they don't know what they're doing over there in Yemen. By the time of the Gemara says somebody was sick, they used to take blood out from the person. It's called Hakazadam. And they still do it in Yemen. And they say, somebody is sick, there's no doctors over there. If you go to the doctor, for sure you're going to die. They have no idea what they're doing. So what they do is, they go, and they take some blood out from the person, and no matter what the person has, he heals himself. This was known, and it's still known today also, you should know.
It was only medieval time, you know.
Huh?
It was all over the world in the
all over the town, of course. It's the Gemara. People used to do it all the time. Somebody didn't feel well, the first thing is to go to the doctor and says, take some blood out. Finished.
Spoke about it,
Remember? Remember? So that's the same thing by trees. If a tree is sick and you see something wrong with the tree, you don't have to call no companies or nothing. Start cutting some branches. The tree will heal himself. The same thing by animal. Somebody has a pet. And the pet is sick. If you want to heal him without taking him to all those hospitals, you have to cut a little bit from his ear, a little bit from his tail. Then he heals himself. That's actually what Yosef saw that the brother was doing. What the brothers did, since they went and they were there on the animals, sheep and bulls, cows, and Yosef saw them, they cut a piece from the ear of the animal and a piece from the tail. Yosef thought they're going to make barbecue with it. But the truth of the matter is, that's how you heal an animal. But back to the Lashon Hara, again, Yosef doesn't know. He goes to his father. He says, listen, I saw the brothers, they cut a piece from an animal before the animal is dead. Yosef doesn't know that this is it in order to heal the animal. But he tells his father, because it's his father's obligation to find out. I mean, if you're the father and your son tells you, listen, your son, my brother does this and this, so you call your brother and he says, excuse me, we have only seven mitzvot before we got the Torah. One of the mitzvot is if it's called Eminachai, you may not cut anything from him before the enemy is dead. What did you do exactly? It's very simple. You don't have to attack him. You don't antagonize him. You just ask him nicely. You know, it's brotherhood. This is brother comes to one of the children, going to come to the father. So the father is going to investigate it. It says, you don't want your son to do something that's forbidden. And then the Gemara says, no, Yosef, you should not have done it. Yosef, because you said it, so you're going to get punished. But eventually, when the brother is going to say to Yosef, they're going to take a goat and they're going to slaughter the goat and they're going to dip the garment of Yosef in the goat and they're not going to eat the goat. And they're just going to use the goat. The Torah will tell you a story about the goat, the slaughter of the goat. It's the punishment for Yosef. Yosef was there. He saw what's going on. And so Yosef saw that the brothers slaughtering a goat and they're dipping his garment in the goat, in the goat's blood. He said, that's a punishment, Yosef, because you told your father that you suspect your brothers eat a piece from an animal. He said, listen, I'm innocent. I saw my brother cutting a piece. It's my obligation. They won't listen to me. I'm almost the youngest. And so they came to my father, and I told my father, listen, I saw the brothers. Nothing's wrong with this. I think it's a mitzvah. I think you have to do it. It's not only Lashon Hara, it's obligation. If somebody has a brother that he sees the brother is becoming the black sheep, and he's going here, he's going there, you have to go to your father and say, Father, I cannot tell my brother what to do because, you know, as I'm young, he goes here, he goes there, then see, he slaughters, he takes pieces from the animal, it's obligation. In Hilchot Lashon Hara, it is not Lashon Hara. Not Lashon Hara, it's the opposite, it's a mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Torah says, it says, Yosef, you did wrong. You're going to punish for it. Second thing says the Gemara, Yosef came to his father and said, the brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Zvulun, six brothers were born from Leah. When they refer to Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, the children of the maids, they called him Gadi the slave, Naphtali the slave. A nickname. So, Yosef goes to his father and says, listen, we brothers, I can't take it. I can't hear such a thing. I'm sorry, I can't hear such a thing. Again, this is not Lashon Hara, that's a mitzvah. You have to do it. By the way, the Gemara says, if you talk to somebody or you call somebody by a nickname that the guy does not appreciate it, says the Gemara, no matter how tzaddik you are, you call the guy an idiot. You're an idiot. You tell him, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. He says, Enu Chelek Olam Haba. He says, you don't come to Olam Haba. It doesn't matter how long a beard you have and sombrero and how many years you went to yeshiva and how long you go to mikveh. All nonsense. He says, the Gemara, Ein lo amechane shem lachavero, Ein lo chelek olam haba. Finish. You call a person any name. I'm not talking about the curse. Curse is nothing to discuss. He doesn't have no Olam Haza, no Olam Haba. I says no Olam Haba means either he doesn't go to Gan Eden, or even if he goes to Gan Eden, after Yom Din HaGadol, later, after the dead ones will rise, Tchiyat HaMetim, he's going to be Olam Haba. He's not going to get Olam Haba. It doesn't matter what his father will show, that he's a tzaddik. He never sinless in his life. The only sin he called somebody by a name that guy does not appreciate, no Olam Haba. Okay. Comes Yosef and tells his father, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Zvulun, they call the brothers, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, slaves. So, the Torah says, you did wrong, Yosef. You know what? Because of that, you're going to be sold to be a slave. He says, I'm going to be sold to be a slave because I told my father that one of my brothers, six of my brothers, name four of my brothers with the name of slaves. I did a mitzvah. The Torah says, no, you did wrong. No Lashon Hara. Definitely, it's a mitzvah. Not a Lashon Hara, it's a mitzvah. If you see one of your brothers call another brother slave, you can't tell him anything because he's much older than you. You go to Papa. You tell Father, listen, I'm sorry to tell you, six brothers don't behave. Well, nothing's wrong with this. The opposite, you have to do it because otherwise, they're not going to be no Olam Haba. You know, if you really mean well, you have to run to your father and tell him that. If you have mercy on your brothers, because they're not going to be no Olam Haba. So it's a mitzvah. Third thing says the Gemara, Yosef goes to his father and says, listen, I went to the mall and I saw my brothers looking at all the sales girls. That's what he tells his father. So, again,
Yosef is known as a holy man. The Gemara says that next week, Parashah, Yosef arrived in front of Paro, and Paro would make him the king of Egypt. And the Gemara says, Banot Sadah Leishur, the Gemara says, all the girls that heard that Yosef is 30 years old, is not married yet, and all the girls got dressed in a way to tempt Yosef, that Yosef should marry them, and Yosef was riding in a chariot with eyes closed. Says the Gemara, Banot Sadah Leishur, Yosef was very, very holy. Never looked at a lady, never knew how a lady looks like. The Gemara says, when the Ishet Potiphar wants to do something with him, so he closed his eyes, he put his head down. So she was his master, so called. So she took a piece of metal, and she told Yosef, pick up your head, and she put a piece of metal here under his jaw, in order for Yosef to always to look like this. So you can look, you can walk around and put your head down not to see me. The Gemara says she used to change dresses twice a day for Yosef. Twice a day. Evening dress in the morning, in the evening, and morning, what do you call it?
Victoria's Secret.
Sure. Yeah. And Yosef closed his eyes. So Yosef goes to his father and says, listen, father, I want to tell you something. I went one day to the mall. I saw all the brothers looking at the sales girls. So that's a sin. That's a mitzvah. It's not a lashon hara, it's a mitzvah. If you have a brother that you know that does such a thing, so you go to your father and say, listen, this guy in 5 minutes is going to assimilate with those girls. Go him. In the sense, you go to Macy's, you look at me, you're looking, what do you have Macy's? You have to look at the girl over there. What Macy's? What's the matter with you people? Says the Torah, huh? But Yosef, you did wrong. This is because you said it to your father, you're going to have this test, this trap with Potiphar's wife, because you told it to your father. I said, says the Torah, Divatam Ralaviyem. I said, Yosef, what are you talking about? Yosef is a pure person. Yosef had to tell it to his father. He says, no, Torah says, no way. You're going to get punished for it. Israel, I've just said, maybe today, maybe I won't give an answer tonight. Maybe tonight, I'll just give you the questions. And you go home, and you think the whole Shabbat about it. Next week. It's a good idea, no? You don't think it's a good idea? No? Lilu Nishmat Shoshana Batzalcha Sal Sal Batzalcha
Your sister Shoshana
Batzalcha Israel ישראל אבד יוסף מכל אחד כיוון זקונים הוא לא בעשרה קטונות פסים. Torah tells you another story that the Gemara blames Yaakov for this. Says the Gemara like this. Yaakov loves Yosef very much from all his brothers, but the Gemara, this is totally wrong. Yes, you should never ever do such a thing. We can't differentiate between brothers. This is totally wrong. Not only that, says the Torah, that the reason he loves him so much, kiben zkuni mulo. So a simple explanation, of course, means that he is the youngest, but all Chachamim says he's not the youngest, Binyamin is the youngest. So they went back and forth, and the Gemara says, Targum Kilus, and the Rashi says, ben zkuni mulo means two things. One is ben Chakim, because the word zaken in the Torah is not recon zekana chokma. So Yosef is very smart, a genius. Genius. The guy is, from all the brothers, he's a genius. So Yaakov loves him the most. So you ask any psychiatrist, that's the wrong thing to do. That's a sin. Because one son is a genius, you love him more. So if the Torah says he loves him more, he did love him more. It's forbidden. And Yaakov cannot be called a stupid father that would do such a thing. Everybody knows it. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to go to school for this. He says, you should know what's going to generate immediately. Either the other brothers were jealous or they get depressed. Then the Gemara says another thing, that Yaakov looks like Yosef. Yosef looks like Yaakov. He looks like him. So it's even worse. So you have 12 children, and one looks like you, so you love him the most because he looks like you. This is Yaakov Avinu. What's wrong with this guy? He decided he's going to make him a special garment. Special garment. Well, he made him, he didn't make the brothers. Comes the Gemara and says a statement. Don't you dare, says the Gemara, to differentiate one brother from the rest. Because look what happened. The next sentence is, all the brothers hate Yosef. I said, how come our father loves you more? I said, how do you know? I said, look, he made your garment. He says, the Gemara, you should never do such a thing. To do to one brother and not to do to the rest. I said, look what happened. I said, the whole thing started here now. To be as a tragedy of Am Israel. He says, this is because the father made a garment for Yosef. Says the Gemara, it's halacha. He says, you should never make for one child, but you don't make the other one. Everybody has to be the same. The question is, what do you think? Yaakov doesn't know it. But the Gemara knows it. Of course, the Gemara knows better than Yaakov. No, not necessarily. No. Yaakov knew the whole Gemara. Yaakov learned Yeshiva Shem Va'ever. Until the age 63, Yaakov was learning all his life in Yeshivot. Whatever we know today, Yaakov knew. Whatever we know today, Avraham Avinu knew. So Yaakov also knows it. And you don't have to be over here a scholar to know this thing. It's a simple thing. You have 12 children. You don't come from Macy's and say, hey, Joe, I bought you a suit. All 11 children standing. He says, what for me? Nothing. What's wrong with you? What do you think Yaakov had in his mind? So that's what I will tell you eventually. They say, the older brothers deceit and then they get jealous. And I'll tell you, Yosef had dreams that the brother said, I hate you, I can't take you. So the Torah, that one day the brothers went to Shechem. Says the Gemara, Shechem is a very dangerous place. With the Kasbah, without the Kasbah, very dangerous place. And Yaakov had Ruach HaKodesh, like a Navi, and he sees that attack from the Arabs are coming on top, on the brothers. He sent Joseph right away there. He says, you go down there. I want you to take a look what's going on with the brothers and the sheep over there. It's a dangerous situation. So Joseph said, okay, he's going. The Torah says, before he comes, already Shimon and Levi look at him, see from far away. I said, oh, the dreamers here. Oh, let's kill him. Excuse me? What? For what you want to kill him? Let's kill him. We'll throw him into one of the pits. We tell the father that the beast ate him, and that's the end of him. Torah says, well, Reuven was the older. He says, what's wrong with you? Kill him? No, let's just throw him into the pit. And the Torah says, because Reuven had in mind to pull him, he's afraid to argue with all of them. He has no influence on them. He says, don't kill him, just throw him into the pit. They throw him into the pit, of course. Reuven went someplace. By the time he came back, the brothers saw Yosef, and that's the end of Yosef. Finished. Now he goes to Egypt. The end of the story with Yosef is Parashat Vayechi in 4 weeks. And this is the end of Sefer Bereshit. The Torah tells us a statement about Yosef. Vayar Yosef le'Ephraim bnei Shileshim gam bnei Machir ben Menashe. You'll do Albert Yosef. Come the Torah and says, conclusion about Yosef. You should know Yosef had the merit is good to see fourth generation. We are Yosef Lefraim Bnei Shilshim. It means fourth generation. Also, for Menashe, his other son, Gam Bnei Machir Bnei Menashe, also Machir, it was the son of Menashe, was the grandson of Yosef. Oh, this guy, Mr. Machir, also got married and he had children. You'll do al b'kei Yosef, says the Gemara. What it means is, first explanation, is that Yosef took care of them. Also, Yosef was their sandak and was the mohel. What difference does it make? We have to know it. That's the conclusion about Yosef. That's Yosef. in order to understand, with your permission.
Amen.
The whole week I wait for this, you should know. I'm not joking. Mm. Don't send to my house. That's why, otherwise I won't come. You know, there's a very special mitzvah that we have. Oh, doctor, I'm sorry. The special mitzvah that we have is called Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen means like this. The firstborn, a boy, has to be a boy only, to his mother. And the day of the 31st day after he was born, the ceremony is called Pidyon HaBen. What is the ceremony all about? It's the father and the mother that come and they tell the Kohen, I got a baby boy. The Kohen takes the baby from the father and he asks the father and the mother, what would you like? Would you like back your baby? Or keep the baby? You know, when you attend such a ceremony, you think the whole thing is crazy. Usually the Kohen tries to be funny, because otherwise people will think he's out of his mind. So what kind of thing? Is he going to give him a baby? He's an idiot. So of course everybody laughs in the ceremony. And then the Kohen said, okay, if you want the baby, you got to give me chametz leim. I mean 5 coins. He said, bracha, shechiyanu, borei pri hagefen. Comes down and says, don't think it's a joke, that thing. That whoever participates in that ceremony is like he fasted 84 days, one after the other. The whole thing of Shavuot comes, Parashat Shmot, Ari says, Kapara, Tanit, Hidi. It says, you have to look for Pidyon HaBen. Look at the Pidyon HaBen, stand over there, and see this kind of a transaction, that the baby is worth 5 slaim, I mean, for 5 slaim. Who wants to sell his baby for 5 slaim? That's the ceremony. You give it to the Kohen gives it back to you. The Kohen, you know, say bracha, you say the bracha, say shechiyanu. Eat, the zari, sit down over there. Eat, don't eat. You did now 84 fast. How important it is, I wanted to share with you something personally. I once, more than once, of course, appeared in Pidyon HaBen. After Pidyon HaBen, I went and I met one of the biggest mekubalim. I goes inside his room, he looks at me, and he says, oh, you and Pidyon HaBen today. I said, excuse me? He says, don't say excuse me. You went, like he fasted 84 Tanya. It's shown on your face. Those people can see. I says, well, it sounds like a joke. Comes the Gemara, I says, well, let me explain to you something. The reason for the 5 coins is because this is the amount the brother sold Yosef. And the Torah says, Be'eslim Kasef, the brothers, Yehuda sold Yosef. And Ishmaelim, Be'eslim Kasef, with 20 pieces of silver, whatever it means, coins, silver coins, whatever it means. Says the Gemara, those are the value of the 5 coins in Pidyon HaBen. At least what we do, that the father has to give a coin 5, is because the brothers sold Yosef for this amount. What this has to do with anything? Because the brothers sold Yosef, and they got the amount of Chamesh Kalim. And 5 Chamesh Kalim, Chamesh Leim, whatever it's called. So I, the firstborn, I have to, it belongs to the Kohen. Because it belongs to a Kohen. If I want him, how the Kohen is holding the baby. And if you're not going to give him 5 coins, he won't give you back the baby. It's not even a joke. I don't know what people think, and I don't know what the goyim think about it. I have no idea. Not only that, you should know, one of the mitzvot that we have, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, probably after we came out of Mitzrayim, is tefillin. And tefillin, you know, in the head, and it's also very strange that you have to put one on your hand, one on your head. And the Gemara says, you know, this if somebody deliberately doesn't want to put tefillin, there's a special room in Gehenom that they put those people. It's called Poshei Israel. Why didn't you put tefillin on? The Shulchan Aruch says, you know, if somebody can afford to buy tefillin, he says, no, I don't have to buy tefillin. Bet HaKnesset, they have tefillin over there. I go to Bet HaKnesset. I don't have to buy it. Why do I have to buy it? If I buy, you know, used one for $5, recycle one. They say today tefillin costs $1,000, $2,000. It's crazy. Chandelier, I understand, costs $2,000. But tefillin, what is this? A joke. Doesn't want to buy it. The Shulchan Aruch says, you don't own tefillin and you have to own the best one. It's a major sin. You don't put it deliberately. It's a special unit in Gehenom, special oven for the ones don't want to put tefillin on. Says, what is this for tefillin? I said, well, you write the tefillin. There are four paragraphs from the Torah. The first one is Kadeshli. It's the paragraph that people, if they have time, they say after they put tefillin. Says the paragraph was said by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The time we're coming out of Egypt, Kadeshli kol bechor peter kol rechem b'bnei Israel. It says that's Pidyon Haben. That kind of Pidyon Haben. Hashem said it in Egypt. And Hashem wrote this in the Torah. And that paragraph has to be inside the tefillin. And then the next paragraph is Vayakiv Yachar Hashem. And then Shema and Vayayim Shamor. But the first one has to be Kadesh Ti. It says, do the mitzvah of Pidyon Haben. This firstborn is holy. It says, what is so important to do it in the tefillin daily? You have to put it. And if it's not there, it means I didn't have tefillin on me. Yes, the Gemara says so many things about tefillin. That's a powerful thing. What is this Kadeshli that has to be inside the tefillin? I have to understand Shema Yisrael is important. I have to the mezuzah Shema Yisrael, I am Shema, I understand. Every day I have to put tefillin. He says, what do you have inside? Kadeshli. What's Kadeshli? Pidyon Haben. The whole thing, Pidyon Haben, I don't understand. Now I have to have it in my tefillin, and you tell me if I don't have it in my tefillin, it's one unit, special unit in Gehenom. Very strange. It's very late to give the answer tonight. Very late. Can you figure the answer yourself? Maybe. One answer all the questions. I have more questions, but it's, I don't know. Your clocks are running too fast here in the house.
Tonight, we have time. Tell us all the answers.
I don't know if I have the time. Yeah, no, you. I have to go to wait. I'll tell you a secret, a very big secret. Last week, Parasharam, the Torah tells us a fight between an angel and Yaakov Avinu. The story by itself is very strange. There's no such thing to fight with an angel. First of all, you have to know the angel cannot come down unless he has a visa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just fly downstairs. If you fly down, says it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you permission, or Kadosh Baruch Hu even sent you over here. But the Torah tells us, let's be parasha, that Yaakov Avinu, even he's coming back from Laban's house, and he's going on the way to Eretz Israel, he already crossed the Jordan River, Ma'avar Yabok, and all of a sudden, a person got dressed like an Arab, and he fights with Yaakov Avinu. How bad the fight is, says the Gemara. He wants to kill Yaakov. That fight took place on Tisha B'Av. The day on the calendar was Tisha B'Av. It says in the Zohar. So they're fighting. And it looks like Yaakov Avinu is going to lose. So the angel tells him, excuse me, Yaakov knows it's an angel. The angel tells him, listen, Yaakov, remember 20 years ago when you left Yeshiva Shem Ba'ever, you went to Laban's house, you had a dream with an angel's ladder going up, down. You got up and you said, you make a promise to Hashem. He says, if you come back safe, you do ma'aser for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aser asrenu lach. He says, excuse me, Mr. Yaakov, do you give any ma'aser from your children? Of course, the man from the sheep didn't give yet because he has no way to give to yet. But from your children, says Yaakov, says, what do you mean from my children? He says, well, you said, whatever you give me, I give master. What it means is, if you designate 10% or 20%, the Gemara says, from your children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? It means not all of them should go in the regular life. They should, some of them should serve Hashem. As if you remember Hana, when she had Shmuel, she was 131 years old, when she had Shmuel, and Shmuel was born, and her husband Elkanah asked her, "You want to go to Shiloh with me?" She said, "No, you know what? When Shmuel will be 2 years old, I'm going to Shiloh." It was the Mishkan was in Shiloh. It was a Levi. I'm going to leave him down there for the rest of his life. He doesn't have to come home. I can make him bar mitzvah. I'm not going to take him ski. And then I forget about it. He belongs to Hashem. That's why I told Hashem, give me a child. The child is going to be a servant to you. That's called a servant. Says the angel to Yaakov, "Mr. Yaakov, where is the which child did you designated to be a servant to Hashem?" He says, "Every time in Uziel, Michael, an angel that is called Sar Israel, went down and picked up Levi." He says, "Levi," brought him to Hashem and said, "This is the master." At that moment, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is, he made sunrise early 2 hours. And all of a sudden, that angel tells Yaakov, "I gotta go." I says, "Where is the judge?" I says, "Fight is over." He says, "What do you mean? Fight is over?" I says, "I have to go. I have to go upstairs. I have to sing now." So after Levi was designated to be a servant of Hashem, Hashem called the fight over. Of course, Yaakov is the loser, because Yaakov now limps. The angel touched his thigh, but it didn't kill him. And the reason he killed him is not because Yaakov was so strong. As now Yaakov cannot win an angel. This was a trick from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angel came and to tell Yaakov, "Listen, what you said, you're going to give to Hashem 10%. It doesn't mean money only. It means you need one of your children to serve Hashem. This is Mr. Levi." If you read the Torah, you see the Torah tells you a story. Dina was kidnapped, and this Shimon and Mr. Levi, without the permission of Yaakov, they're going to release Dina. So it's a coin. Says this Mr. Levi is supposed to be a servant to Hashem. All of a sudden, he's a soldier. He's a soldier without permission. Nobody drafted him. He didn't ask even your father what to do. A coin that does such a thing without permission loses so-called his authority. Yedechem damim aleu. Says the Gemara, a coin that kills somebody is cannot go and give a blessing to people. I said, of course, everybody says it. If he goes to the army, it's a mitzvah. The more he kills, the better. But we're not talking about he goes to the army. We're talking about that he does something he's not supposed to do. There's a question if he killed, let's say, if a coin ran somebody with a car, chas v'shalom, if he can still go to the duchan, he can still give a blessing. But Levi, for sure, lost his entity. He's lost, as Yaakov promised, but the guy is not anymore the person that he should be. So we go to Reuven, and Reuven, we read last week, Parasha, also played with the bed of Yaakov, took it from one tent to the next tent. Says the Navi Divrei Yamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the moment made Yosef to be so-called the designated one. So when Tam and Uziel, now you read the Parasha, you know how the story goes. Eshev Yaakov, as Yaakov decided he wants to sit still. He says, "What do you mean he wants to sit still? When it happened?" I said, "Let me tell you what happened." It says, "You have an obligation," says the Mishnah in Masechet Kiddushin, and that's what the Gemara says, "You have an obligation in this world to get married." And why Hashem wants you to get married? Because Hashem wants to continue so-called the generations to go on the same path. And we're not going to have a child. We're not going to have a child, so nothing's going to be continued. That says, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah, you should have a son. And what's the son? Says the Mishnah. Then you have to teach your son. You have to put your son on the right track. And you have an obligation. Av chayav bivno lemulo livdoto lelamdo Torah, says the Mishnah. This is your obligation. Do brit milah for him. Do brit naben for him. And teach him Torah. That's your obligation. And that's what it means, that really Yaakov, when he bought the Bechorah from Esav, he told Esav in Parashat Toldot, you don't want to be a Kohen. You don't want to be a servant of Hashem. Forget about it. I want to be the servant of Hashem. Oh, Yaakov, you want to be the servant of Hashem? Fine. And that is really what the transaction was. That Yaakov wants to be the servant. Esav doesn't want to be the servant. Bravo! I said that's all good and it's all 100% if you really are going to teach your children. You teach your children what to do, so it means you're the servant of Hashem, because you know, God says, I'm a servant and I have my obligation to get married, to have more children, and then eventually, that's what's going to happen. I have a child and a grandson. And the Gemara says, you should know that's the whole reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, is because we're going to get the Torah. Says the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu met Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, you go tell Paro that Am Yisrael are called the firstborn. Just the Gemara, what do you mean the firstborn? It means Hashem said in Egypt, I do agree with the transaction that Yaakov bought from Esav the elderly. Why? Because Yaakov said he wants to be a servant. So the reason we come out of Egypt, we're going to go to Har Sinai, and we're going to do a Mishkan over there, and we're going to get the Torah over there. Let's call a servant of Hashem. So that's our obligation. Our obligation is, in order for us to be called Am Yisrael, you call us the grandchildren of Yaakov Avinu, it means we have to keep the Torah to keep the world moving on the right track. And if we do that, the transaction was 100% good. By the way, I don't know if you know or not, but I mentioned it years before, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that after the Second Mikdash was destroyed, the Romans used to have a parade every 70 years. They used to have a parade in Rome. And they used to get dressed up like Yaakov, and then Esav. And Esav is riding on Yaakov, and he tells Yaakov in the parade, ha ha, ha ha, ha, you tricked me, ha ha. You wanted to be the elderly, ha ha, ha. No, where are you now, Yaakov? Where are you? There's no Beit HaMikdash for you. Everybody's in exile. And we are the Romans. We rule the world. It's the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah. It says, this was so-called because we did not keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, it means you have no right for this transaction, for the sale of the Bechora. The sale of the Bechora means that you want to serve Hashem. Serving Hashem means you want to be a Kohen. So you want to be a Kohen. A Kohen in the Torah doesn't mean just to work in the Talmud Yiddush. Says the Torah, a Kohen who used to be the teacher of Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, says a Kohen is not allowed to have any real estate, not a levy. They have to learn all the time. 2 weeks a year, they used to go to Beit HaMikdash. The rest of the year, they had to study and teach. That's called a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This really was the job. And that's what the angel bothered Yaakov. It says, Yaakov, you promise you're going to give 10% or 20% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which one of your children is going to be a servant to Hashem? Are you teaching anybody? Is anybody learning? No, there was no school. There was no yeshivot. I said, Yaakov, what do you do? Well, 20 years I was busy with the sheep. I couldn't teach anybody. I says, well, now you go to Israel. Here's Mr. Levi. Levi? Okay, Levi cannot be. He went and he killed Shechem and the city of Shechem without permission of Yaakov. Cannot be. How about Reuben? Reuben changed the bed. So, okay, the next one is Joe. Yosef. Okay, Yosef, genius. So I'll tell you, Yosef is genius. So comes the Gemara and says, Ben Zkunim Mulo, Yaakov sat down with Yosef, taught him everything he learned, Yeshivat Shem Va'Evra. In the middle of his teaching him, came 17 years old, Yosef stood up, looks in the mirror, he says, wow, what a handsome boy. Is that me in the mirror? Well, let me fix my hair. Let me fix my eyes. Let me go to the mall, buy Bali shoes. And then he told his father, I'm going to business. Yosef, Yosef left his father, left Bet HaMedrash. He goes to business. He says, well, hey, hold it. You know what you're doing now, Yosef. He says, the transaction that your father had when he was 15 years old, him and his brother is cancelled now. The promise that your father promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is the angel that came and wanted to kill your father. Who is the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is the guy? He says, you are the one, the designated one. Left. Because you left, look what happened. You went with the brothers, it was a sale. Zichrono Livracha, Sim, Spesh. says you went shopping with them. So in shopping, you went shopping with them, and you saw them looking at the sales girls. Excuse me, your job is not to be at Sims. You got to sit down with your father. They go shopping, they'll bring you your suit. What are you doing? What did you do in the shopping center? I said, well, by the way, one day I was with my brothers, and we pasteurized over there with the sheep. I saw the brothers cutting the piece of the ear and a piece of the tail of the animal. I said, Yosef, who asked you to be there? By the way, when I was over there in the field, I heard Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zvulun call the other brothers slaves. He says, Yosef, who asked you to be there? You should stay home with your father. This is the problem. By that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's going to go down, fall, he's going to go down to Egypt. As long as Yaakov was learning with his son Yosef, as long as Yitzchak was learning, as long as Avram was learning, even though it was a gezerah of Avraham Avinu to go down to exile, everybody was happily sitting down, learning. There's no gezerot, nothing. The minute Yosef, this designated genius guy, he said, Yaakov loves him so much. He said, why do you love him? I don't love him because he's handsome. I love him because he's the only one that wants to continue Judaism. Judaism does not continue, says the Gemara, because I'm a Jew. This is 90% in America is already assimilation today. Assimilation for all the colleges. Assimilation. So the guy from the Reformed Temple in Great Neck came over to me and said, oh, you made a very nice shul in Great Neck. I think soon you're going to buy the temple, Bethel. It says, because the children get married to Goyim over there. It says, without Torah, there is no heritage, there is no Am Israel. It says, Ben-Gurion understood it, Moshe Dayan understood it, Golda Meir understood it. It says, you know, you have to have Bachur Yeshiva over there, learn Yeshiva. They learn Yeshiva, okay, better they shouldn't go to the army. Better they should stay over there. But it's an obligation. That's what Yaakov bought the elderly from Esav. He said, I want to serve Hashem. You want to serve Hashem? I said, Sav Hashem, you have to know Torah. You have to be like Rabbi Avadia Yosef. You have to know, who will transfer everything. Everybody is going to go to business. And it says, 12 brothers, 12 of them out. Nobody learns anything now. Yosef was the last hope. Finish. And the Torah says, Yosef, you're totally wrong. Don't tell your father, your brother's this, your brother that. You say you have no business to look after your brothers. Your business is to be with your father. To learn to be able to transfer. By the way, says the Gemara, Yosef Shachach. Says the Gemara, Yosef came down to Egypt. He named next week parasha his son Menashe. And what Menashe is for? Menashe means forget. Says the Gemara, Yosef Shachach Talmudo. He forgot everything. He called his son Menashe as a reminder to himself. See what happened to me? Forgot the whole thing. You know nothing. Forgot the whole thing. Yaakov arrived in Egypt in 2 weeks. Parshat Vayigash. 17 years. He learns with Yosef's sons, Ephraim, all the time. He is the one who is going to continue everything. It says, before Yaakov goes down to Egypt, he sends Yehuda. It says, you go open over there the school, the yeshiva, immediately before I arrive over there. It's not because you have to learn yeshiva, because you have to continue Judaism. It's only if you know the Torah. Without the Torah means nothing. What do you mean a Jew? If he doesn't learn, he's not a Jew. Because soon, they forget the whole thing. Yes, they forgot. So I guarantee you have the uniform. Don't forget it. That's the secret. It's not Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen means like this. That's what Ari says, how Pidyon HaBen is so important. So this phone you should know. That's how Pidyon HaBen is really what's going on. And that's if you attend it, and the father and the Kohen, they know what they're doing, that's what it means. Actually, it's obligation on the Kohen to take the firstborn, to teach him Torah, to send him to school, to pay his tuition, to raise him, to teach him Torah. Why? Because that's what Kohen, eventually, after we did the golden calf, the elderly lost the job, and Levi came back into the picture. Now, Levi, you should know what Levi's obligation is. Levi's obligation is to teach Torah to all of Israel. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I want you to understand how important for me it is. See, the brothers took the last hope, Yosef, and they sent him to Egypt. Yaakov knows a lot, but he doesn't have anybody to transfer it to. the older brothers were to have batzon, they were the shepherds. No one is capable as Yosef. Well, Yosef is a firstborn to his mother, Rachel. And that's why the firstborn has to do with the mother. That's why in Pinyon Aben, they called the mother and said, listen, is that your firstborn? What difference does it make if it's my firstborn? What if it, no, maybe he had a miscarriage. What business do you have in my miscarriage? Why are you asking me this? It's a personal thing. She says, no, listen. Yosef was the firstborn for Rachel. Yosef was the last hope to the promise that Yaakov did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to designate somebody to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef is the last hope for the transaction that Yaakov bought the elderly from Esau. Yosef is the last hope for what we're going out of Egypt, because who is going to learn? What happened to this guy? That firstborn was sold for a slim kesef chamisha shkalim. Comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, listen, I tell you what Pidyon HaBen is. He says, you bring the firstborn to the Kohen and say, listen, Kohen, this is my firstborn. So the Kohen said, yeah. What would you like? You like to have your son? Or I should pick up your son? He says, Fulham, what do you think? It's a joke? It's not a joke. This is the obligation of the Kohen to raise this firstborn. Because this firstborn is to fulfill the obligation of the transaction that Yaakov bought the elderly from Esau because he wants to serve Hashem. You can't serve Hashem just to walk in the Hamikdash. You have to serve Hashem, it means you have to know the Torah. You have to transmit the Torah. We call it Lilmod Lelamed. And they tell the Kohen, no. So the Kohen asks the guy, what would you like? You want to keep the son? Well, keep the son. What do you think? The Kohen is going to keep the son and put him in business. He has to put him in Yeshiva. He has to put him in school. So this phono, it's a real transaction. The father has to know that the firstborn belongs not to the Kohen, to Hashem. The Kohen has obligation to put him in school. And the father said, no, I want the son. So the phono says, what do you mean you want the son? I said, no, I'm taking the obligation. That's not, I want my son. Of course he wants his son. He tells the Kohen, no. I'm taking the obligation. I'm going to send him to school. I'm going to raise him to be a servant of Hashem. And here's the proof. I give you 5 coins. What's the 5 coins is the amount of money the brother sold, so-called, the designated firstborn out of the country. It means no more heritage. No more Jews. Finished. Just become shepherd. You become shepherd. So, but not Judaism. It says that. Says Ari. That's how powerful Pidyon HaBen is. That the father has to be serious about it. Not a joke. You know. You want my son? I give you 5 shkalim. No, the value of the boy is not 5 shkalim. The 5 shkalim is only for the person to know really what does it mean over here. That thing that the Kohen wants his son. What do you want my son for? I says, I want your son to teach him. Because it's an obligation of the Kohen to continue. The Kohen is the teacher of Am Yisrael. That's Chachamim say, you know, this is the power of tefillin. And tefillin, when you put in the morning, the first thing you put in the morning, tefillin, in the time of Gemara, they used to walk with tefillin all day long. You go to the old city today and see boys walk tefillin the whole day. And I see all the people. There's a very special school. It's called Rav Zilberman in the old city. You see, Friday afternoon, boys after Bar Mitzvah, they go tefillin the whole day. They used to go like this all day long, tefillin. It's a mitzvah to go tefillin. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah to go tefillin the whole day. It's not 5 minutes. You did the mitzvah, you did 5 minutes. But how important the tefillin is, the Gemara says, the whole day besides Shabbat, you have to go the whole day with the tefillin. The whole day, in business also, all day. He says, what does it say in the tefillin? He says, the first thing says the tefillin is Pidyon HaBen, Kadesh Kol Becho. If you should know, when you put the tefillin in, he says, well, I hope to know that I'm going to be a servant of Hashem, and Hashem will serve Hashem. At least, the older one. But this is really the goal, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is an obligation that Yaakov said. That's an obligation that the transaction of Yaakov had. That's what Torah is going to tell you. That this is what happened. He says, since Yaakov left the yeshiva, look what happened. I mean, Yosef left the yeshiva, look what happened. He looks in the mirror, he fixes his hair, he goes to the salon, he buys shoes, this. So what happened? All of a sudden, out. He's out of the school, he doesn't want to learn, he wants to go into business. His father buys him a garment. He says, what's this garment? Well, he looks at him a kubal. He's a shepherd, what are you talking about?
The brother looks at him, oh, he comes over there to the field. He has a special garment. It was this special garment. I said, my father bought me this special garment. I said, listen, this father bought you the garment because you're supposed to learn with your father, because you're supposed to become a rabbi. But you want to go into business, what are you talking about? You're walking with this garment. So the brothers hated him. I said, what's wrong with you? I said, that hatred the Torah says will lead. They don't want to kill him, they sell him, and the whole thing. Conclusion about Yosef comes to Torah Parashat Vayechi. She says, listen, at the end of Yosef's life, 110 years old, it says Yosef raises his great grandchildren. It says the Torah, Vayar Yosef le'efraim bnei shilishim gam bnei machir ben menashe yuldu al betei Yosef. It says the Torah, two things you should know. First of all, Yosef raised them, taught them, because he understood what happened to him. What happened to him when he left his father is not he left the school. This is a disaster for the Jewish nation. That's why Kadosh was upset at Yaakov. Yaakov says, Yaakov bekesh l'shalva. Yaakov says, no, take it easy. He says, you can't take it easy. You have to make sure, you have to be sure that your child goes on the right path. And he learns, he knows what he's learning in order for him to teach his children. And his children, his children. Without the Torah, there's no Jews. There's no Judaism. He says, not only that, he says, Yosef is the Sandak. He does Brit Milah to the grandchildren. He says, what does it make? Who was the Sandak? What do you know who was the Sandak? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, one of the Chachamim 200 years ago says, you should know, the purpose of Brit Milah is you should understand the Torah. I was in the Vatican and I met with cardinals in the Vatican. They know Gemara perfect, but they don't understand it. You can't understand the Torah deep unless you have Brit Milah. The purpose of Brit Milah for the child is in order to open his heart. It's called Olat Halev, and it's called Ola. It says, Yosef, before he dies, he realized the whole thing. He says, listen, my children, my grandchildren, I am going to be the Sandak, I do Brit Milah on you. In order for you to study, I want to teach you to continue the heritage. Says the Torah, the last statement about Yosef, what do you know about this guy? It says he saw children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. He didn't see, he raised them. Not only raised them, he was a sandak for them. He built milah for them. Because he understood that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And the whole exile of Egypt came because of that thing. It's because Yaakov did not make sure he's going to have more children go on the path that he did, that his father put him in Yeshiva, Hashem Va'ever, until age 63 was learning. Then another 14 years until age 77. Learning. Not the learning part. Is to give energy to the children after you to be able to be strong to continue Judaism. It's not a question where my son learns. The question is, what's going to be? If it's going to be Jews, when Mashiach will come, that will know what to do. That will know how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is crucial because that's what Yaakov told Esav, that's what he wants to be. And that's what Yaakov promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to continue with his children to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah wants to do. Says, by the way, the Yevanim, Malachut Yaman HaRasha'ah, they say in Al HaNisim, Parashat Vayeshev always come, is it either Shabbat before Chanukah or the Shabbat of Chanukah. They say in Al HaNisim, Yom HaTityahu, בן יוחנן, כהן גדול שמונה ונאי, שעמדה מלכות יוון הרשעה על עמך ישראל לשכחם תורתך. ולהשכחם, לשכחם. The Greeks wanted us to forget the Torah. What it means, this is what happened. It says, if you forget the Torah, it's not because if you forget the Torah, you're not going to do the Torah. If you forget the Torah, you're not going to do the Torah, it means you lost the battle. This is the battle that the Romans made the parade after they destroyed the Hamikdash in Rome. It says, look at the Jews. The grandfather cheated Esav and bought the Bechorah for him. And look, where's the Bechorah? The Bechorah. No, but I mean, that's not Jewish people. This is what happened. It says, because if you don't learn Torah, it means you're not the servant of Hashem. You're not the servant of Hashem. So the whole thing goes backwards. It says, Yaakov having promised to HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. That is, his children are going to continue. We don't continue. Yaakov having bought the Bechorah because he wants to serve Hashem. It doesn't mean him. He wants us. He wants us to be the servant. We're not the servant.
So that's what the Ivanim said. It says the Ivanim said, the first thing we have to make sure no one will learn Torah. And then they said also no Brit Milah. And of course, if you have no Brit Milah, as I said before, a cardinal can learn Torah and they know the Shas in Vatican. They have cardinals over there, they know the Shas. They really know it. They have all this art school and all this thing, the English thing. They have before, they had Sansino. Years ago, there's a guy translated the whole Gemara to English before our scroll. They know it, but they only know what it says. They ask him a question, a deep question, they have no idea. Because if you have no Brit Milah, you can understand. That's what the Ivanim wanted. They wanted us to forget it, everything. But not because they want us to become Greeks. Just a simple thing. It says no more Jewish people. It says, because if there's no Torah, no Jews. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu made us the miracle with the oil. The Gemara says oil brings chokhmah. So that's why they used to light the menorah Beit HaMikdash with olive oil. It says that olive oil, it's a sign that the Gemara says you want to get wisdom. In Shemoneh Esrei we say, Atah chonen l'adam da'at, you should imagine you're standing in Yerushalayim inside Beit HaMikdash in front of the menorah. I would say, l'achkim yadrim. It says you have to feel that you stand in front of the menorah. The menorah was a symbol of wisdom. So of course it's called the wisdom of the Torah. It says that what the Ivanim wanted us to forget. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us a miracle with the menorah that the oil lasted. For 8 days it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu assured us that he still wants us to continue to be his servants, to continue what we call Beni Bechori Israel, but Moshe told power, you should know we are the firstborn of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to get the Torah on Har Sinai. We're going to be the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-instructed it on Chanukah, and that's why this Chag is such an important Chag, to study Torah, to, Ariz says, to help the Torah, to help people that study. He says this is because that Chag shows us really our obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our father Yaakov promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to keep this promise. And that's the purpose of this Chag, is not to remember a miracle that happened. A lot of miracles happen. It happened that even though that a lot of people forgot the Torah, and the Ivanim wanted us to forget it completely, Shakham Toratach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that still he wants us to serve him, and we'll serve him with Mashiach Mavim Amen.
Amen.
תודה שמרבה על מה הדברה של אותי והמדיף מלכותי והשמח מורכני וקרב משחק